This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. This week in Washington, the House Appropriations Committee marked up the final bills that fund the discretionary side of government, including mine, transportation, housing, and urban development. And now that we've got these bills all through committee, and four, by the way, across the floor of the House as of this recording, full speed ahead now in the appropriations process as we fund the discretionary part of the U.S. government. And I don't want to talk about that much today. Instead, I want to visit with my good friend Phil Swagel, who is the CBO director. Now, the Congressional Budget Office is tucked away in a building just near Capitol Hill, and Phil runs that organization. And there are probably people listening to this, Phil, that know about CBO, but they have no idea what you do. So what is CBO 101?
No, thank you. You know, the joke about CBO is that we are the budget gnomes. We keep track of the budget, both the spending and the revenue. We make projections, you know, where the deficit is going. And then we evaluate legislation to provide Congress, to provide you and your colleagues with information about what proposed bills will cost and what their effects will be.
Whenever you hear the term CBO, it's usually preceded by the nonpartisan CBO. And that's something you pride yourself in. You're kind of like a referee.
What I tell members is that if I'm successful, they will get my analysis. They won't get my opinion. And if I'm really successful, they won't even know what my opinion is. They won't know if I think a bill is a good idea or a bad idea. They'll just know what it costs.
I know when I was budget director, and it was during that time, or when I was budget chairman, and it was during that time that we hired you, I always, as a budget chairman would try to figure out what's the opinion of that guy running CBO. And you were very good at me always guessing what your opinion might be.
Yeah, you know, one thing I do with our reports is delete adjectives. And as, you know, I tell the staff, like, an adjective is the way toward expressing an opinion. And let's just get rid of it. Let's just be straight down the middle, plain vanilla.
Very good at that. Couple of issues coming up that people need to be paying attention to. First of all, in a couple of weeks, I'm told CBO is going to have some information on the immigration question and the costs associated with immigration. Without disclosing any of those facts, what will people discern from the report here in a couple of weeks?
Thank you. So we're going to put out a lot more information on the economic and fiscal impacts of the surge of immigrants that has been coming into the United States since 2021. We normally get about 200,000 instances, you know, undocumented immigrants every year. We're getting like 7 or 8 times that. So instead of having 1.2 million over the next 10 years, we're going to have 10 million. They affect the economy. They affect the federal government, both spending and revenue. They affect state and local governments. And we're going to provide analysis of all of that.
In 2017, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passed. Provisions of that act expire at the end of 25. I know you're girding for the impact of what Congress will do or not do.
No, that's right. And our budget projections are under current law. And as you said, many of the provisions of the 2017 Act expire at the end of next year. So that actually reduces the deficit because taxes go up, more revenue comes in. If Congress acts to extend some or all of the provisions, that will affect the economy, but also affect the fiscal situation.
Phil, what is the practical impact of Congress dealing with skirting the budget process, dealing with large omnibus packages, waiting to the last minute? That's got to be difficult for an organization like yours that is purposed in giving good information, timely information, purposed in helping decision makers make decisions. But what's the practical impact?
I think it makes it tough for us, but also for members. We want members to have the information they need when they need it. And if things come together in a big package at the last minute, we do our best. But I realize members don't always have all the facts that they want, and that's a challenge for everyone.
A couple of other issues that are hanging out there. The president has forgiven a lot of student loans, and what's been the impact financially that you can tell us on the impact on, say, deficits and debt?
It's something that we track carefully, that each time the president announces. So in total, since 2021, loan forgiveness has cost the U.S. Treasury over $500 billion. So it's nearly $600 billion now. So it's a huge amount of money, and it's increased the deficit.
The other thing I wanted to ask you quickly before we have to go is the Farm Bill. We have Farm Bill extended through the 30th of September. What are the activities of the CBO in relation to the crafting of a new Farm Bill?
So we support the two agricultural committees, the House Ag Committee and the Senate Ag Committee. The House Committee has passed its bill. The Senate is still working. So we're working to evaluate what's passed in the House, through the committee, that is, through the Ag Committee. And then we're working with the Senate staff and members as they develop their legislation.
Finally, let me just say this. I respect the work of the CBO, and particularly your leadership, but I don't envy your job. But thank you so much for working on behalf of the American people.
No, thank you. It's really a privilege.
Phil Swagel, Director of the Congressional Budget Office. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.